Hey, it's Dawn here with Advanced Life Coaching. So, book your consultation. It's free at advancedlifecoaching.org. And together, let's create the life that you really want to live. So, today I wanted to talk about those seemingly common phrases that you might say to yourself or others, and you say it really inadvertently, like really not meaning anything by it. But I want to talk about how those common phrases that you say to yourself, or maybe even others, and how they actually affect your behavior, even when you're not meaning for it to have a negative effect. So things which wouldn't appear significant, yet they are to other people. And how your unconscious mind is taking this information and how it is actually really influencing you and the people around you. So, like, here's an example. Me being a massage therapist, I have people who come in all the time. And, they come in and they're like, oh, I'm really looking forward to this massage. I am really, really stressed. I have four kids at home. Or they'll be saying, yeah, it's been really stressful lately. I have a new baby at home. Or, something along that lines. Or they might even be complaining about their boss. Oh, I'm really looking forward to this. It's been really stressful at work. My boss, just like works me to the ground, whatever it is. So when you say things like that, especially when you say things like, oh, I'm really stressed out, I have a teenager at home or I have a couple kids at home. Whatever you're saying, you're kind of blaming them. You're blaming that other person for your stress. And inadvertently, you're blaming them, but you may not actually feel like they're the cause of all my issues. You just feel like, oh, I'm really stressed out, because I have a lot going on at home. Or I'm really stressed out because I have to manage my time between, work and the schedule of my children. So in reality, it's a time management problem. Or maybe you're letting your boss, run you at all angles because it's a boundary problem. You're not setting strong enough boundaries, and you're not letting your boss know, having that communication, saying, hey, I need help, or you're expecting this and this from me, and it's too much, like you're not setting proper boundaries. So when you're playing this blame game and you're blaming your children or your spouse or someone else in your life for your stress, what you're really saying is, I have crappy time management, and everything that's expected of me is more than I can handle. So the reason I'm bringing this up is, how do you think it feels to you, to that child or to your children when they hear you make comments like, oh, I'm so stressed out, I have my kids at home, or I'm so stressed out, I don't have enough hours in the day to like run them to all their activities and get anything done that I need to get done for myself. Or, how do you think that makes them feel? Do you think that that could cause some guilt for that child, especially when they're younger? Because remember, the unconscious mind takes everything so seriously, very, very personally. It doesn't sort out things. It doesn't have the logic to say, okay, she sucks with her time management, and I'm just one of those things that she has to make time for. They don't do that. Like, your mind doesn't do that. Your unconscious mind just hears, my kids are causing me stress. So, and I know when you make those comments, you're not making it to hurt your kid. You're not actually upset with them. I mean, you love them. You know, in reality is, even if it is hard, or even if it is hard to manage your time, or maybe you don't have the communication skills you need. Maybe you have a teenager that's stressing you out and you don't know how to communicate with this new personality, or even younger kids, you know, you're still trying to figure out how to communicate with them, how to serve their needs as well as serving your own. So we don't always have a flawless system. We're not perfect by any means. But you need to be really aware of what you're saying to yourself and others. Because if someone comes in my massage room and they're saying to me, oh my gosh, you know, I've been so stressed out. You know, I have like 3 kids at home. You're probably saying that to yourself, even if you're not saying it out loud. And when you're saying it to yourself, that's going to change how you perceive your children at home, or how you perceive your spouse or your boss or whoever you're having this inner dialogue thought about. And when that happens, you're going to be treating them differently, communicating with them differently. If you're blaming them for your stress, you're blaming them for your inability to communicate well, or your lack of skills when it comes to organization or time management. When you're blaming them and you're yelling at them or snapping at them, or even if you are the most kind, loving person, do you think that somehow that inner feeling is going to come out in some form? More than likely it will, because these are unconscious reactions that we have, and every thought we have, our body has a physical reaction to it. So if you're holding this all in, you might get tight muscles. You might need to come see a massage therapist. You will be stressed. But let's say behavior-wise, it might make you a little more irritable, or it might make you a little less patient, right? So, you know, the unconscious mind, it's taking everything personally. So when the other people hear you say something like this, or when your behavior is showing that they're a problem, like you're yelling, hurry up, we got to go. You're going to be late for your dance class. You know, I've got other things to do. They're taking that as, I'm a burden. You know, it's not their fault that you didn't manage your time and you're not leaving earlier and you didn't get their stuff together earlier. And yeah, kids should be helping out depending on their age. You know, they should be to a place where you can tell them to do something and they should be able to help you do it. But they don't always do that. They don't. They get easily distracted and they're in their own little world too. And it's trying to get the two worlds together. You know, that can be an issue. That can be the problem. So you really have to think, when you're saying things like this to yourself, how do you think the other person is receiving this information? Do you think it's making them feel guilty? Do you think it's making them feel like a burden? Is it possible that it's making them sad, or that it's even making them less cooperative? Because if you're feeling like a burden and you're feeling sad, then you're going to be less cooperative, because you might feel like, well, they don't care anyway, or I don't really want to do this. Now I don't care. They don't care. Now I don't care. And you see how that perpetual snowball kind of starts rolling. So what you really want to do is be real. And that's the hard part. You want to be real about, why are you stressed out? You know, instead of blaming your kids and saying, oh, I'm stressed out because I have 4 kids at home, just be real with yourself and say, you know, I'm really stressed out right now because I'm overbooking myself. I'm trying to make everyone happy and I can't figure out how to organize this time. Because when you say that, instead of playing the blame game, the way you're perceiving the problem will change. So the way you treat other people will also change. So if you're perceiving the problem is, the problem is my organization skills instead of you're the problem, just think of it. Think of it in your head right now. Think of, okay, my problem is my time management skills versus my problem is my kid. If your problem's your kid, who do you think you're going to project that problem onto? Your kid. If your problem is time management skills, who do you think you're, or what do you think you're going to project that onto? The time management skills, which means you'll probably take action and try and figure out a solution for that. You'll try and figure out a way to manage your time better, because that's what your mind will be focused on. When you tell your unconscious mind, this is the problem. The problem is my organization skill, my time management skill. It's going to look for ways to solve that problem. If you sit there and tell yourself, my kid's the problem, my boss is the problem, well, you can't really change them. You can only change yourself. So you're not going to be, you might be looking for your kid to get their stuff together quicker so you can run out the door. But is that really solving the problem of not being organized? No. I mean, they're helping you, but you're still not getting organized. So you're still going to have that same problem down the road. So really just change the way that you speak about your problem. And that will help you get a lot of answers and a lot of solutions to these problems. You know, when you're saying, oh my God, I'm overwhelmed at work. I need help. I need to set stronger boundaries. You know, instead of blaming the other people you work with, they may not be respecting your value because you haven't shown them that you are respecting your value as an employee or as a parent, even, you know, if you're talking about your kids. So that's just some food for thought. Think about that. And do you notice that by changing the perception of blaming others, by no longer blaming others, it changes the attitude that you have towards those people. And I know I said that earlier, but I think it's really, really important that you really realize that when you change your perception of what the problem is, you will also change your attitude and behavior towards people. So if you want to win the blame game, you win it by not blaming, first of all, and by just being real with yourself and saying, okay, I'm really stressed out, or this isn't working because I'm not organized, or I'm not making my kids follow through. I'm not holding them to boundaries. I'm not having these conversations with my coworkers that I should be having. I'm not setting my boundaries there and letting them be aware of it. So change the blame game. If you want to win the blame game, you have to change it. And the best way to win is by not blaming anybody and by taking the responsibility on yourself, which allows you to really focus on what needs to be changed. And when you do that, you can get some real positive results. And at the same time, it will help you relieve this stress. And because when you're getting positive results, you're less stressed because things will start working out for you. Things will become easier. You'll become more organized. You'll have these conversations. You know, you'll have the confidence to have them. You'll know what to say because you'll be like, hey, I realized I'm really stressed out because this is overloading me. And when you verbalize that, then other people can help you. Because if they don't know it's a problem, you can't fix the problem. And when the only thing you're telling yourself or others is, oh, I'm really stressed out, I have four kids at home, basically you're saying my kids are the problem. And I'm just asking you to look deeper. Are they really the problem? Or is it keeping up with them? That's the problem. Is it communicating with them? That's the problem. Because I guarantee it's probably not your kids. It's probably not your boss. It's, you know, it's probably not another person that's keeping you in stuck in this problem. It's the way you're perceiving the problem and the way you're dealing with this problem. And a lot of it starts with how you're telling yourself what the problem is. So it's really how you're speaking to yourself. What are you telling your unconscious mind is the problem? Because it's going to look for four ways to solve it. And if you're not telling it what the real problem is, it's not going to know to solve it. So anyway, I hope this was some valuable information, gives you something to think about. Remember, communicate without hate and just love yourself. Love yourself and love the people around you, because we are all valuable. We are all important. And what we have to say to one another, let's say it from our hearts. You know, let's say it with love. No matter what it is, no matter what you're going through, remember it's very, very temporary. And it might feel really traumatic at the moment, but tomorrow's a new day. Take a nap, wake up, have a different perspective. So always love yourself and know you are loved and you are valuable. Thank you. This is Dawn with Advanced Life Coaching. My website is advancedlifecoaching.org. And have a wonderful, fabulous day. Thank you.